Welcome to the King James Bible Seminary. My name is Myron Boffman. I'll be your instructor today in the Word of the Lord. And today, you've found your way into the beginner's Hebrew class. Okay. What this is going to be an introduction to the alphabet to begin with. If you learn the alphabet, you've got to learn the alphabet in order to be able to read any language. So anyways, why would we do this? After all, we're English speaking. We have a great translation in King James Authorized Version of the Bible. Well, we will do this because it helps us with our study. And when we go back to the original manuscripts and the documents, it helps us research what does this word actually mean, or what word is actually there quite often. So it will enhance our studies and understanding. So we will begin basically with the consonants. Now there's only 22 consonants, but there's more than that here on this board, and the reason for that is because we have the Safit, and I'll just explain what that is. We have the Safit versions included, so this is a complete consonant chart. Okay, now we have four lines, and we have them numbered across the top. If you notice, to begin with, we start on the right-hand side. The idea is that God prefers the right. And so we start in honoring God. We start on the right-hand side and work to the left. All right, the first letter is Aleph. And it consists of three parts. A diagonal line here, and two yods, one reaching up to the heavens, to God, and one reaching down to man. It's also three in one, and it is a symbol of the Trinity. There's a lot of names of God that begin with this letter, and like Adonai, which means the Lord. So this is a very important letter, which begins, and the very last letter is a T. It is not Omega. Omega doesn't appear in this alphabet. Alright, so that's your first letter, and it goes Vet. It has a dot in it. Variation like is Vet. And they are pronounced like they sound. This is the beginning. This often is not pronounced, but it does have sounds in some words, as we'll find out later. Okay, vet, email. Looks like line here. Looks kind of like broken here. Comes down. It's got a little leg broken off to one side. Pointing to Dalet, D, that's your fifth one, is an H. Vav, seven. Zain, nine is Chet. Tet, Yod is number 10. Kaf, without the dot. Kaf Safit. Now, Safit simply means this is the last letter of the word. And quite often it looks like the letter only is broken. Like down here, same thing, only broken. Kaf Safit, Lamed, the L. Mem, that's your M. Mem Safit. You have to be really careful what they look like. Okay, Nun Safit, Samach, Ein, Pei, Fei, Fei Safit, Zadi, Zadi Safit. Notice the difference right here. Akuf, Resh, Shuar, Shin, Sin, Tof. That's your T. Now, the only difference between Sin and Shin is where the dot is placed. Here and here. Now, out of curiosity, if you want to go into actual numbers, you go to 9, but it changes to 10 with the yod, and 11, well, 11, that's not on here. Now this will be 12, but 11 will be yod. With the A, the alpha. Okay, now that's good for the teen numbers, except for 15 and 16. They're a little bit different because they formerly were confused with the name of God. Alright, your textbook we recommend you obtaining is The Basics of Biblical Hebrew, Grammar, by Kratko and Van Pelt. And it is a chart that gives you good information. It also has sight words that you can, this is sold separately, sight words that you can learn, which is very good because even elementary kids have sight words like in the first and second grade and things like that that they need to know just by seeing them. Alright, so that's this is how you study. You start at one side and go through the whole line. Let's see, let's not confuse this. Anyways, you go through the whole line and then repeat it. You learn by repetition, by saying the sounds. Alphabet, vet, female, dollar, a, vav, zine. Do that until you can say it by just seeing it without putting your words underneath. What I recommend is stop action on your video if you're and to look at this with the video. And then backtrack, see what the actual word was. So you should know it by sight. So I'm going to take the cheat sheet part off. Anyways, those are your basic letters that you need to learn what they are. Mem, Mem, Safit, Nun, like that. Okay, so if you repeat each line upon line, you'll gradually, it'll sink in. If I can learn it, trust me, you can learn it. Now, taking these letters, you form words, and I'm going to show you Genesis 1:1, just out of curiosity. Now, I just wrote this. This is not really very good, legible Hebrew. But I'm going to just show you this so you can see what it looks like in word form. I wrote the translation. This is transliteration. Underneath this is actual translation. But anyways, this is the B. If you haven't forgot what it is already. Alright, this is bar. There, here's your R. Barashit. Here's your S sound. And that's in the beginning. The beginning. Bara. There's your B-R-A. Bara. Created. Down here is Elohim, God.
El. Here's your lamed. El.
Heem is this letter here and this letter here. The H and M makes it plural. You put that on the end of a noun, and it becomes plural. So this Elohim, plural. The creation was brought about through the Trinity, Elohim. And an et. Et is, I don't think it's translatable, but see, there's T right there at the end, and then your Aleph. So anyways, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. All right, so look at that, and once you get started, you learn your numbers, your letters. You just do it by repetition, and that'll really take you a long ways in understanding, I hope. So that's the lesson for today. We'll cut it a little bit short since this is the first lesson. We'll begin probably next time with vowel pointings and some other things along that line, so you know your consonants and your vowels first. And we'll stop there and stop with a word of prayer, and let's bow for this. Gracious Father, we thank Thee now for Thy Word and how important it is. We thank Thee for each letter that forms the Word, and we know that even the small things, the jot and tittles, are important. And we thank Thee so much for giving us Your living Word, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sakes. Pray now that You'll cause us to know and understand the makings up of Thy Word, because it's important. Your word is the most important thing we have that governs our life. Pray now these things that be done in Thy name and for Thy honor and glory, not for our own. For it is in Thy name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Thank you.